City together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM, Salford City Radio.
Hello, my name's Sue Sutton. I am the Chief Executive of Salix Homes. And it gives me great pleasure, actually, to be talking to you today. And hopefully this is something we can continue and, you know, hopefully kind of have some engagement between me and you, our listeners. And hopefully we can talk about and address any housing issues you might have if you are a Salix tenant.
I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and it's a great way to engage with your tenants. So, and actually, we're really pleased to be working with you as well as an organisation. So thanks for doing this with us. I can't think of anybody who's not heard of Salix Homes, but can I ask you to tell us a little bit about the history? How long has it been involved with Salford?
So Salix Homes as an organisation in its own right, because it used to be part of a bigger kind of citywide organisation, but Salix Homes in its own right was formed in 2007. And from 2007 to 2015, we were still part of the council, Salford Council, so we were the council's arm's length management organisation. So what that meant was we were managing our properties on behalf of the council. We went through various kind of stages of when we were the ALMO to kind of get the funding, the decent homes funding, to be able to invest in properties. Then we had to go through what was then called an order commission inspection. You were given stars or not, as the case may be, and depending on the stars, you know, you kind of got your funding. We'd gone through an inspection in 2011. We received some decent homes funding because we kind of met the standard for that. So we invested with the council in the stock at that time. But there was never going to be enough money to invest in all the stock. And the best way to kind of open, if you like, the gateway for us getting some additional funding was for us to transfer away from the council. We could then access funding through the open market, if you like, yeah, through banks or others. So in 2015, we transferred away from the council. And that was very much on customers voting for that to happen, if you like. So in March 23rd, 2015, we became a standalone organisation. And there's been some trials and tribulations since then, I can tell you. But from my perspective, I joined Salix Homes in 2008. I came to do a specific piece of work to get them ready for the inspection. And actually, I was only supposed to be here for 3 months. And here I am today. I'm still here and I'm still travelling up and down the M62 every day. But I'm very passionate about Salford, very passionate about the people who live in, yeah, Salford. I've seen many changes and, you know, I often think now sometimes when I go down to the Keys, and maybe that's not where our properties are, but if I have a reason to go down there, then I will go down. But I remember going down there with one of my previous chief executives and we went in to have a coffee into the first coffee shop that, and it's just a bizarre. It's all of that kind of moved out into the whole of Salford, maybe not, but I've seen some massive changes.
Yeah.
So for Salix, I would say 2015 was almost the start of us being able to generate some additional funds, yeah, to do additional things. We transferred in March 2015 and then a number of things kind of happened along then over the next few years. We had a massive investment programme, 5-year investment programme, where we were investing £75 million in some of those properties that hadn't, yeah, had previous decent homes work. But then immediately, kind of post-transfer, the government introduced their 4 years of rent reduction. So obviously we had a business plan based on an assumption of rental income and then 4 years kind of rent reduction of minus 1% every year, which meant for us we had to lose some of our staff who'd worked with us pre-transfer and worked with us through that transfer process. That was very, very difficult. They were valued staff and it was the wraparound services, if you like. Whilst we are a housing provider and our main focus is maintaining properties, improving properties, we also do a lot more than that. We're about supporting our customers, helping where we can, signposting, referring. We lost a lot of those kind of wraparound service areas, if you like, which was very, very difficult.
Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM, Salford City Radio.
In 2015, Christmas 2015, we had over 300 properties in some of the worst floods Salford's ever seen.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't have happened, but it did. So that, you know, that was 2017, Grenfell.
Yeah.
We've got 19 high-rise blocks. So we have 8,000 properties. Central Salford is our main area. Within those 8,000 properties, we've got 19 high-rise buildings. So that, again, meant kind of a lot of additional work and investment,
yeah,
which is the right thing to do because, you know, one of our main priorities is safety. So we've been through some ups and downs.
You have. I was just thinking as I was listening to you there, really, what happens to all of us is that we have a plan, but life gets in the way. And all these things, like the floods and Grenfell, it's life.
Absolutely.
It kind of just stops in our tracks, and we've got to change and actually address where we are.
And I think probably the biggest challenge, and this is the biggest challenge globally, isn't it, that we've faced really was the pandemic,
yeah,
2020. Mm. So, you know, on the 23rd of March 2020, which was our fifth birthday, and we'd finished doing the kind of initial five-year investment, yeah, programme and everything. And we came to work, obviously, we're going to kind of celebrate the staff, the successes and stuff. We ended up sending everyone home on the, yeah, 23rd of March 2020. And I can remember then, it was just the most bizarre thing, wasn't it? And
it was.
And I can remember speaking to my chief executive at the time, and he said, oh my, how long do you think? He said to me, I think about 6 weeks, do you think? And wow, you know, how wrong was everybody?
Well, they were selling us, weren't they, 3 weeks? Oh, we go on for three weeks.
It was just so, so wrong,
wasn't it?
And long and difficult.
Yeah.
So what we did, so we had a lot of people working at home. We thought, well, our main services continued. So, you know,
yeah,
the level of care, taking the cleaning, repairs and maintenance and stuff. We were very, very conscious, really, about some of our customers who classed as vulnerable but actually,
yeah,
just live on their own, didn't have any help or support. And there was some fantastic, Salford always kind,
yeah,
of rises to an occasion, doesn't it? And the amount of help and support,
yeah,
and the networks we ended up getting involved in was just mind-blowing, really.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And for us, we'd kind of diverted our energies, if you like, into, we used to ring customers,
yeah,
make sure they were okay. We'd drop shopping off if they needed it. They just liked to talk because,
yeah,
it was a lonely time.
Yeah.
It was quite a frightening time. What you thought was going to be a 6 week period almost turned into a 2 year period. It almost felt like every time we were going to get back into the office,
yeah,
you kind of couldn't, or, you know, and it was,
yeah,
it was quite difficult, I think. But I think what that did to us as an organisation, we kind of lost contact with our customers a bit, face to face. You know, we were talking to maybe a certain group of people, certain group of our customers, and that was great, and they told us that was great, and we probably were the only voices they heard through that period. But we actually lost that kind of face to face in the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
Understanding kind of some of the complexities, what are going on out there. So last year, 2023, we kind of just had a rethink about what is it we're actually here,
yeah,
for. And actually what we're here for is to obviously maintain, invest, repair our properties. But actually we're about being out in neighbourhoods, seeing people, face-to-face contact. So we completely restructured our operating model last year, and we kind of labelled it. Well, we had a big debate, actually, over, we were going to call it Back to Basic. What that kind of message that gives is you're getting a basic service, and that's not what we wanted to portray,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So we renamed it Back to Our Roots.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Because that's what we're here,
yeah,
for. And for those who don't know, you know, Salix is named after,
yeah,
a tree.
Yeah.
A willow,
willow
tree. So we thought, right, okay, Back to Our Roots. And that is about us being visible, us being on the estates, us understanding every customer who lives in our properties. So we've got a whole kind of campaign called Getting to Know You,
yeah,
which is all about getting to know our customers. So we'll be knocking on doors, we'll be telephoning people, trying to get as much information from our customers so that we can deliver services,
yeah,
tailored,
yeah,
to their needs.
Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM. Salford City Radio.
Salford City Radio.
City Radio. City Radio. City Radio. City Radio. City Radio.
And as part of all of that Back to Our Roots, we're having quarterly, we call them WIN days, so working in neighbourhood days, and that involves everyone in the organisation, don't matter what job you do, everyone in the organisation going out onto our estates.
Yeah.
We did some pilots of that 3 months before Christmas. This month we're on our high rise, we're having a month of action on our high rise. It's really good because what you do, and particularly in my job, you kind of tend to focus on the issues and the problems and the negative. And, you focus on a complaint. But actually what you forget sometimes is you've got a fantastic team of people doing a great job. And when you go out and speak to customers, a lot of them tell you that, which is good.
Yeah. I know you said you lost touch with people, but you just engaged in a different way because everybody lost that face-to-face.
Team that we have, nobody comes to work to do a bad job, do they?
No,
they
don't.
Are very committed. They care about people. They care about doing the right thing. But do we get it wrong sometimes? Absolutely,
yeah.
We do.
We're human,
absolutely,
aren't
we do. And that kind of subsumes you sometimes when you get it wrong. And that's not right because we don't want to do the wrong thing for people. So what I would say to listeners, to our customers out there, yes, we get things wrong, but generally speaking, we'll hold our hands up and say, we got it wrong, sorry. But equally, what I would urge our customers to do is, if there is a problem, if they have a problem in their property, or they need any additional help and support from a kind of struggling to pay their rent, to pay their bills. There's been a massive, massive cost of living crisis as well.
Yeah, we've had all that, haven't we?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've done a lot to kind of support people through that, whether that's been through energy vouchers, we have a customer resilience fund. So we've done a lot to try and help people through that. But what I would say to our customers, if you do have any issues, there are any repair issues, particularly if you've got any damp and mould issues, then please do let us know. And I'm sure, all of your listeners and all of our customers will have heard about the tragic death of our Bishak up in Rochdale. And following on from that, kind of following on from the coroner's report, and horrendous and should never have happened, myself and our chair of our board rose out to all of our customers to say, please tell us if you have any damp and mould. And it was quite surprising how many people actually came and said, yes, we have. Some people had never told us about it. So if we don't know,
we can't fix it.
So I would encourage people just to kind of let us know.
Bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM. Salford City Radio.
Salford City Radio.
City Radio. If you need to speak to us about anything, we're there. Every day I kind of question yourself, don't you, on that drive down the 62 and back again. Are you making a difference? Are you doing the right thing? And I would always question myself, and, I have very high standards of myself. But I lived in social housing. I was a single parent. I lived in social housing in the 90s, and I know what that brings, stigma, and I would say some of that stigma is still there. And sometimes just feeling you're quite alone and nobody's listening to you. And that kind of what drives me, I think, to do that. Challenging, but I love it. I love it.
you do. You must do. Are you the largest provider of housing in Salford?
No, we're not. Four Housing probably have got more stock than us. But they used to be part of the citywide kind of organisation. So, no, we're not the largest. We're one of. We're an organisation that's kind of very conscious and very aware of the need to continue investing in our existing properties, and particularly, I would say, to sustainability, energy efficiency, net zero stuff, and any investment work we do now, and we do spend millions of pounds every year on investment, but any investment work we do, we'll always kind of think about, well, what does it mean for the future? What does it mean for the customer in terms of energy efficiency? Our board are very keen and clear on kind of where we need to go. And any new development, so we've done some innovative development schemes, if you like. We're just completing one on the Crescent, Chapel Street. We've got another one that'll start on site in February there. But I think we're very proud of development going on in Seedley, Carla Street, it's called the neighbourhood, and that's kind of houses, apartments, bit of a mix. We're working with the council on that. In terms of us developing, I always say we're a modest developer, but actually we might be modest in numbers because we're very measured and considered about,
yeah.
We don't just develop for numbers, we develop for quality, I would say. So I do say we're a modest developer, but then we're probably not. We probably started developing a lot earlier than we thought, and what we do develop is good quality because there's a massive, massive housing shortage. That's well documented out there. I think everybody knows that. You know, the waiting list to get a property in social housing now is just, people are on that list who probably never will get a property. So the fact and the need to build more quality, yeah. affordable homes, yeah. is kind of where our passion is as well.
Yeah. Your local community radio station, Salford City Radio.
I think people are probably staying in Salford, yeah. as well, whereas, yeah. previously they might have moved out.
Yeah.
And there just is a lack of affordable homes. I think for Salix, we haven't really got, yeah. much land to build, yeah. on. So we have to kind of partner. Yeah. And that's with the council and some, yeah. other partners. But, you know, we work very closely, yeah. to kind of understand, yeah. what that development pipeline looks like, yeah. if you like. So what's obviously very challenging, I talked about the cost of living crisis, which lots of our customers, all of them, everyone in society probably has faced. But equally for businesses,
yeah.
it's really difficult. I think, so, you know, inflation shot up, didn't it? So everything as a business was more expensive. Inflation's starting to come down, but that doesn't mean to say your costs as business or will come down and, yeah. go back to where they were. So even if inflation drops to what the experts are predicting, our costs are probably still going to stay higher, mm-hmm. than they were before the inflation shot up, if that makes sense. So it's really difficult because people ask about, you know, what we spend their rent money on. Every year we can increase rents. Why do we increase? Actually, it's to kind of manage, yeah. all those moving parts, right? And, yeah. to carry on investing and to carry on kind of providing new quality homes. Yeah. I think one of the other big things this year, and I'm hoping this will make a difference to a lot of people, what we've seen a significant kind of increase in demand for repairs.
Right.
So we're thinking it's a mixture of things. During COVID, the demand for repairs really dropped. We didn't have a massive backlog of repairs to do after COVID. And we think that's just been a case of underreporting, and it's caught up and caught up. We've seen the demand go up, and our resources haven't necessarily gone up to, yeah. match the demand. So some of our customers will have seen a significant increase in wait times to have repairs done. We've listened to customers. They've kind of told us that. We've done a whole kind of root and branch review of the repair service. We've involved customers who've complained about repairs. We've involved customers who've complimented us about repairs, and generally we've kind of asked our customers what does a good repair service look, yeah. like, really. We've done that review. We are looking to kind of implement some changes from April, so we'll increase resources. Wait time should come down. From now till April, we've invested some more money to kind of put more resource into on a temporary basis, and we are trying to reduce the wait times. So customers may get a call from, mm-hmm. us to say, you might have had a repair appointment booked for February, March. Can we bring it forward? Hopefully,
yeah.
over the next kind of year, people will see a significant difference in the, yeah. repair service. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Your community radio station, 94.4 FM. This is Salford City Radio, bringing our community together.
Let's talk housing with Salix Homes on Salford City Radio.
94.4 FM. Salford City Radio.
Salford City Radio.
So should we talk a little bit about what the show's going to involve for your customers and, yeah. what we want them to do?
Yeah, absolutely. This, for us, I think, is just a different way of engaging with customers. And we have a number of customer engagement mechanisms, if you like, which, you know, again, I would encourage your listeners, our customers, our tenants, if they want to get involved with us, then contact us, go on the website or give us a call and someone will speak to you, because there are different ways you can kind of get involved in influencing. We have a Salix Homes customer committee, and they are a formal committee, a subgroup of our board, and they are all made up of customers. So they influence from a customer perspective on policy, strategy. You know, we want more people involved. It's not for everyone a committee, but so, you know, I would encourage people to get involved. So this, for me, is just another form of customer engagement.
Yeah.
Us being able to listen to people, hear people, tell people what we're doing, address concerns about any of the services we deliver. It won't always be me. I think there'll be other members of the senior team who can talk about services and how we deliver those services. So this, I'm hoping, is the start of a kind of long-standing relationship now where we can engage with customers in a different way.
Yeah.
We'd like questions from customers before we do the next session. We'll use it to update you on any kind of important information. But equally, I don't want it just to be about us, me, talking. I'd like to kind of hear from our customers and then be able to respond.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some challenging questions, and we expect that, and we welcome that, and I think we can't respond to the things we don't know about, so that's important, I think. And as I said to you before, I'll always be honest. You know, we can't fix everything. We don't get everything right, but I'll be honest about those things as well.
Well, that sounds good. Where should people direct the questions? Where should they send them? I mean, they could send them to the station here. They could send them to info@salfordcityradio.org and put in the subject line Salix Home Show and also to yourselves.
Yeah, so if you keep an eye on our Facebook page to find out how to send questions to us, but equally you can email your questions to marketing@salixhomes.co.uk.
Excellent. If you don't have access to a computer and you want to ring and leave a question with me, that's fine. You could ring the station 01617 932939, and I'll write it down and have it ready for when you come in next.
And alternatively, people can ring our 0800 number, so it's 0800 218 2000, and they can, you know, leave a question. Or if you meet your housing officer, or your, you know, if you see people in neighbourhoods, or even when we're out and about on the estates, actually, if there's a question you think would benefit being talked about on and a response on the station, then give it to us and we'll pick it up.
Because I think, I mean, it's great that actually I'm sure people can solve some of their problems when they talk to you when you're out in the community, but actually other people listening might recognise that they've got that same difficulty and get the good advice.
And you know, I think it'd be useful if we, part of us doing the everyone out in the neighbourhood days is to understand what priorities are for the neighbourhoods, and there are different, you know, there's different concerns. So we'll be developing neighbourhood action plans. We've got 20 housing officers who are responsible for a patch, smaller numbers of properties so that they can kind of engage with customers. So our officers will be responsible for those neighbourhood action plans. So, you know, there may be some questions about them. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to conversation.
Absolutely. And as the show progresses, there'll be more things, as you say, along the way that are coming up. So that's really good. I think it's going to be a really exciting show. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure our listeners are too. So please do engage. Sometimes it's a bit scary engaging with a radio station, but everybody's just a human being here.
Absolutely. And believe me, I was quite nervous. I'm quite nervous doing this. But actually, it is just like a conversation.
It's just a conversation. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, so I would encourage people
absolutely.
To kind of join us, if you like.
Yeah.
Make a cuppa and join us.
Yeah.
There's lots of different ways people can contact us now. Our website, www.salixhomes.co.uk, and we'll pick questions up there. You can find lots of information on there. That might stimulate some questions as well for people. Yeah. Contact us in any way that kind of suits.
Yeah. Thanks very much for, you know, sort of explaining all that, Sue. And I look forward to the next show.
Yeah, me too.